just send you a new email.
Yeah, Stephen. Yeah, hi, Stephen. It's Craig. You did send me an email.
I was just sending you an email. As a matter of fact, I just had replied.
Okay, cool. Appreciate that. I got your voice message and saw that you joined our forum. Appreciate you contacting us, absolutely.
Not a problem. Did I speak to either you or one of your investigators about a year ago? Because I received a phone call out of the blue and spoke to somebody for about 90 minutes.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, you told me you were going to look for some pictures, but I guess never got around to it.
And I just didn't look for them. If it's going to help some of this stuff, I will look for them. However, I was just looking through the forum, and I keep seeing the difference between the white jet that was seen and the silver jet that was seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just posted something, and I may have an explanation for you. I don't know if this is plausible to you, but the difference between those who saw the white and the off-white jet and those who saw the silver jet may have depended on whether they were on the west side of the jet or the east side of the jet and the location of the sun.
Right.
I'm just coming up with plausible excuses for this.
Yeah,
which
I agree.
Which would explain it.
No, I agree with you there. There's a possibility it could just strictly be a depending on how the sun was reflecting on the plane. Although we do have quite because it's not just white and silver. We also get other reports of how it looked. So naturally, that's the type of thing that an eyewitness is going to easily mistake. I mean, so that's really not doesn't hold a whole lot of weight as far as we're concerned anymore, compared to. In essence, the definitive information that we've obtained from others concerning where the plane flew, and that's what's critical.
I can't speak to most of that, as I told you last time. I only saw it from the point of reference that I had, which was probably 5 to 7 seconds of the final part of the flight.
Yeah.
I was looking for an article online because I was talking to somebody in the UK, and invariably these questions come from people in the UK. I don't know why, but I was looking for the article, and I came across a link to your site, and I saw all the questions of people trying to track them down. And when I got to the bottom, I never saw any follow-up.
Right. Well, because we got.
I couldn't remember if it was you that I talked to or if it wasn't you that I talked to. So I figured, let me call.
Yeah. No. It was me. And the only reason we haven't published anything more on your account is because, well, the number one thing that we needed to validate it was to get those images, or else images from that balcony, to see what the actual point of view would be. So that's basically the only thing that's been holding it up. We've been trying to get someone to get out there and get actual point of view images. Because, as you probably can see from our forum, Steve, we're not just, we're heavy-duty researchers. We're...
Trust me. I wouldn't be talking to you if you weren't legit.
Yeah.
And I don't buy the findings of the 9/11 Commission.
Okay.
I don't think 20% of it is accurate. So I'm not a government witness or anything like that, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I have my share of struggles with the way our government operates. And I was, for years, dismayed by the fact that although I made it to within feet of the Pentagon before I was pulled back by, FBI, and was given a cursory field interview. Never was there a follow-up interview from anybody, from any government-related institution, until Barbara from the Journal Bulletin called me, who I had known because I was a firefighter in Cranston, and she was my press contact when I did public statements releases. You were the very next person to contact me in all of this time.
Right. Well, we've literally talked to dozens of witnesses, Stephen, and we know what happened that day. There's no question. It's basically the mystery has been solved, and there is mystery. And I can tell you straight up why the FBI didn't contact you again, and it's because you were successfully deceived. It's as simple as that, and they knew it. So they had no reason to contact you again. If you hadn't been successfully deceived, we might not be talking today. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Here's what I know. I know it was a 757 because in the 2 years prior, I probably was on at least 60, 70 flights. And I'd been on the very same plane on a flight to Brazil. So I know that it was, I don't know that it was an American Airlines jet, but it was painted exactly to look like one.
Right, and you know, you're not an expert. You can't know whether it was exactly a 757 or some model that looked similar to one, or a 737 or 767.
You're right. It could have been. You know what? I've seen B-52 bombers up close. If you painted one silver, although there's a couple of extra engines on it, never mind. I won't make that statement.
No, yeah. Everyone confirms basically your description. It looked like a commercial jet, twin engine. You know, pretty much like what the official story says. We've combed the neighborhoods.
I can also say that there was movement in the back third of that jet.
There was what?
In the back third of the jet,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you unequivocally that there were individuals moving around back there.
Yeah.
And I know this because I could see through the windows. I could see the light on the other side of the plane all the way back until the final third of the plane, at which point some of the windows stayed blacked out, but other windows, I'm not going to say shadows or silhouettes because they weren't that clear, but things were moving back and forth in the windows, which was causing me not to be able to wait through.
Well, you were a pretty good distance away there, Steve. I mean, it was over the Navy Annex, over the top of it. So, you know, it's on the north side of the freeway by the time you see it. Maybe you saw it from a bit further back, and that's where you really saw it. But, I don't know how much you could have really seen in the windows. Maybe you thought you saw something moving. I've heard that from many other people, too. So, I don't doubt that you thought it. But
I'm not saying it couldn't have been overcoats hung up from the ceiling.
Right.
Just waving.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that when I scanned the plane from front to back,
mm-hmm.
I could see through two-thirds of them. So I know that. I know that I saw it bank. I know that I heard it speed up.
You did
see my line of sight.
Hold on. You said you did see it bank?
I saw it when it reached the end of 395, where it begins to turn to go around the Pentagon parking lot. I saw it bank. I saw one wing up and one wing drop. I did not see it hit any poles. I did not see it. It dropped. Everything but the tail fin dropped from my view at that point.
But the
trajectory that it followed was consistent. Mm-hmm. At that point, I did hear the engines rev up, which is consistent with everything else that everybody saw.
Yeah.
I did not see the exact point of impact because my line of sight was obscured by one of the corners of the Pentagon.
Yeah.
However, from my perspective, the explosion, the initial puff of what I called dust, would have been consistent with it hitting the building.
Right.
And the explosion, because I spent some time looking at the site, was consistent with the time it would have taken when I reported seeing the tail come up to the edge of the building. What I'm saying is that was when the tail went past the corner of the building, which would have probably been when the plane was about halfway to two-thirds into the Pentagon when it exploded, which is consistent with eyewitness views from the other Randalls who were on the road there. I do have my questions. I never saw a flyover of that jet or any other. I still question this day, if in fact that plane did a loop around D.C., how they could not have gotten a fighter plane there sooner, because that fighter plane showed up I'm not even going to say 5 minutes. It may not have been 5 minutes, but it showed up very quickly after it hit.
Yeah.
I mean, seconds after the fireball and the smoke plume had dissipated, that plane, not dissipated, but reduced, the first fighter showed up.
Right.
I still have tons of questions because I swear I heard an explosion about, I'm going to say 3 or 4 minutes after, that I swear came from another direction. It could have been reflected sound. However, when I heard the explosion from the plane, it was the exact same line where the second explosion came from.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever explained the second explosion. It could have been a propane tank. I know that there was no store there because I drove by it almost daily.
Right.
I don't believe it was a tank on the fire truck that was parked there. Because most of that would have been muffled by the truck itself. I have a tremendous amount of questions about that thing. But the only thing I don't question is that a plane hit the building.
Well,
that's the only thing I really can't question.
Right. Well, what's going to clear up a lot is actual pictures of your point of view. And that's really what we need here to really put... close the book on your account as far as exactly what you could have seen.
What I will do is I am in the process of painting the interior of the house right now, so I'm actually having to move stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to clear out some of this trash, so I will look for some pictures, because one of the pictures that I do have the picture of the fireball shortly after that I told nobody else has seen, but I do have at the time, I had found a program online where if you took 4 pictures, you could line them up and create a panoramic view. And I do have a panoramic view from my balcony.
That would be very, very helpful. And of course, the fireball picture too. I mean, anything that you have it, for the public record, it should be out there. I understand before you explained how, look, this is an emotional event, you feel that was an actual grave, those photos, and I appreciate that, but we're really doing, asking these questions and talking to people for no other reason but transparency and justice, and these are the things that
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Good.
And I will look for the pictures. I can probably scan them with the fireball.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when the fireball's receding because I couldn't get the camera fast enough.
Right.
But the panoramic one, I might actually send you a hard copy of. Well, where are you in reference to L.A., Glendale?
I'm between LA and San Diego. We're in Orange County.
I just did a training out there.
Oh yeah,
I was just out there for a week.
Oh man.
And I would have loved to have actually met you and shaken your hand. It's interesting because the trainings I'm doing out there are for returning veterans from the Middle East, substance abuse, and PTSD.
Mm-hmm. What city were you in?
I didn't find... What's that?
What city were you in?
I was actually in... Santa Ana.
Yeah.
One. And the other one was... I can't remember. It was at a large VA hospital. I can...
No, that's why I was just curious. I mean, that is our county. We're right near there, so that is unfortunate. But, you know, whatever. We're getting around a lot, and, you know...
I will be at the end of... On April 25th, I will be back out there. I'm going to be up in Sacramento, in Yuba City. Mm-hmm. However, I will be coming down to L.A.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely.
I'll be in the Woodlands, I think it's the Woodland Hills Marriott for 2 days.
Sure.
If I can find them by then, I will scan the one of the Fireball into the computer, and I will bring the panoramic view.
Well, if you can find them, I mean, get them to us earlier than that, and then we'll still meet. I'd definitely like to meet with you. But, you know, if you can mail them to us or scan it and email it to us, that'd be great, too.
Okay. I'll make that effort. To be honest with you, when you called me last time, I never checked out the website.
Right. Well, I didn't give it to you. We purposefully tried it. When I talk to witnesses, we just want to find out what your story is without letting you be biased by the information that we've uncovered or by other witnesses that we've talked to. So, you know, that's why I deliberately stayed vague as to exactly all that we've accomplished here. I did tell you that we've spoken with several witnesses, because we have. Really, what we've got is pretty definitive, and I think you're going to be... rather shocked at some of it, and it'll be interesting to see how it fits exactly with all that you saw that day. And I think a lot of what you have told us makes sense. And once I see
nothing,
you,
nothing shocks me anymore. And to be quite honest with you, if I could find suitable employment in the UK, I'd be out of here in a fucking hot seat.
I hear you.
If you might find it interesting that I'm such a subversive little shit, that when I do travel to Europe, I get my balls busted by the TSA.
Oh, really?
So at some point, I'm quite sure somebody put me on some type of watch list. And I'm really going to tweak them, though, because I'm scheduled to be in Istanbul for 5 days. And I have a friend submitting the paperwork for me in the UK to get a visa to get into Iran. Because I have a very good friend who lives in Iran that I want to visit for a couple of days.
Oh, wow.
So I'm quite sure on my return trip, I could have some interesting observations for you, but what the fuck, I'm 54, I'm not going to live forever.
Well, excellent. I appreciate that you reached out to us and that you found us. I'm not surprised that you found us, but that you reached out is great, because that's very rare. Witnesses, you know, we're the ones doing the reaching out.
Well, to be quite honest with you, if I hadn't gotten an email from the UK and been prompted to go look for the Out of the Blue article, I wouldn't have found a link to yours. And had you updated it, I never would have been prompted to call and figured out that it was the same person I talked to last time.
Right.
So I'm glad to know that it was a legit interview and that it's still there.
Yep, I have it. And I'd be happy to put it out, and I'd especially like to put it out after... You know, we have those images, and if we could talk more and get an interview from you on camera, that would be even better.
I would have no problem with that at all.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, it is the reality that I live with.
Right.
And I don't mind talking about it in this context because it's factual.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go beyond the factual part, that's when it gets a little
wracking. Right. Well, trust me, we steer clear of making any claims that we don't have evidence or even proof for. And we're real careful with that. It's not,
okay.
Not about speculation.
What I will do, Craig, is I will make an honest effort to find those things.
Okay.
It's not going to become the focus of my life. I want to be upfront. But I have to go through some boxes with pictures in them.
Right.
And while somebody might think that pictures like that would have some intrinsic value in the larger scheme of things, they were deliberately just thrown into a box with other pictures because that's what I needed to do with that event at that time. Just file it as an event in the past.
No, I understand.
I don't know if you can understand that.
Oh, absolutely do. It makes perfect sense to me. Excellent.
Okay,
all right. Thanks a lot.
And I think that if I was interviewed, you would find that my records is they are pretty detailed, not because of embellishment or other things that I've read or seen, because I deliberately, the only thing I've read about that day, besides a couple of newspaper accounts of victims who are in their recovery, has been the 9/11 report, which I read every page of. And if I had ripped out every page I thought had a lie on it, I probably would have been left with 3 pages in the fucking thing.
That's very more true than you even know.
No. I know. But I will, if you don't hear from me in 2 weeks, do me a favor. Call me and re-prompt me, remind me.
Okay.
Because although I just put it into my BlackBerry, that doesn't mean it's going to rise to the top of the immediate deal with shit pile.
Right. Okay, no problem.
I'm sure you'll have one of those, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll definitely contact you if I don't hear from you.
And just so you know, I'm very glad to see the site is still up. Because I'm quite sure that there are those who would like this event to just slide into the background.
Oh, this isn't going away, believe me. We're making noise, we're talking to Congress people, and it's gonna escalate. Let's put it there.
Good. If I can, you know what? If I can be of any help in that regard, I have no problems with that at all.
Okay, all we want is your absolute honesty and transparency. That's it.
I will be at the Woodland Hills Marriott on, I think it's May 1st and 2nd. I have no problem putting an hour, hour and a half, even 2 hours aside for you.
Excellent.
But you're buying the coffee.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
No problem. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. You bet. Bye now.